Welcome to Car Time on the Road with Thomas. You hungry? Nah, no one cares. Today on the Hot Pocket Whānau, we are cooking a very special roast. We are using a very rare piece of meat called Achievement, garnished with a very special gravy. Yes, let's title this cookbook. My recipe for Murphy's. Nah, that name isn't captivating. How about Hood Recipes for Gangsters? Nah. How about Cards for Hoodrats? Oops. Nah. Let's keep it simple. How about Cooking with Thomas? Ah, yes, much better. So this is my cookbook to Achievement. It's not as long as the Bible. It's just plain and simple, 3 pages long. Kind of like the last bits of paper on your toilet roll. That's how long this cookbook is to Achievement. It's that simple. We all have dreams built inside of us now, am I right? We stay up all night practicing for a test. We write and we write and we write. We run and train for hours just before the break of day and the setting of the night lights, because they say it leads us closer to this dream or achievement. Oh, sir, I want to be an astronaut. Oh, sir, I want to be the best All Black. Oh, sir, I want to be the best driver. Well, for you to get there, my boy, you have to pass your test. You have to train hard, and you have to go to drawing classes. Now, hold on, whānau. This is my recipe to achievement. First, whānau, we have to wash all the dirt and negativity off our hands because we don't want that mixing in with our roast. Lay the uncooked piece of achievement roast onto a tray. First, whānau, we add a special herb, or we add a special garlic called nepa. It gives the roast a nice flavour. Never give up on yourself. Never give in and never stop chasing. No matter if you're walking or if you're racing, it's now or never, never or now. Whatever dream, goal or vision you have starts with steps. Every step leads you closer to the final. Never is the first ingredient, whānau. Squash it in there like this. Oots! See, people, who thinks they're not good enough? Don't make it to their dream. If you have a dream, think of yourself as the best and say to yourself, no one's gonna stop me. A key thing to achievement is to trust in yourself. This herb is the biggest killer of dreams and achievements. This herb is called self-doubt. This yucky herb called self-doubt kills around 50 million dreams a day, making it the biggest murderer. Never add this herb to the roast, whānau. See, never let self-doubt enter your mind. Rub a bit of give into the meat for extra flavor. See, we give too easy. We give way too small things. We then eventually give up. Never give self-doubt a chance to take over. Give is the second ingredient, whānau. If you can overcome this thing called opportunity, everything you dream of, think of, believe in is at the tips of your fingers. Never back down from a fight. They say the fight where you don't fight is the best fight. But if that fight's against opportunity, that opportunity may never come again. Leaving us with our third and last exotic ingredient, up. This ingredient adds a bit of spice to our meat. People will always bring you down, especially the ones you need the most. Never let them interfere with your race to the dream. Think of these kind of people as hurdles. Jump every time one of them is coming at you with hate. Don't let them stop you or you'll be late. Show these people that try and bring you down their dreams I've made, and dreams can be free. Because we only go down when we die. From now, we are moving up. We are staying up, all the way up. Set your standards high, and high is up. See, people, if we mix all three ingredients together, put in the oven at 200 degrees for about 120 minutes, it will leave us with perfection, achievement, a very nice roast. The thing that makes this achievement roast nice is the gravy that goes on top, called Never Give Up. Never give up on that dream you hold on to deep in your heart.
We have made it to the finish. Look at our fighters from the start. We are all unique to each other. Not one of us is the same. If you fought for your dream and didn't quite make it, be proud of how far you came. So, as I see many visions, aspirations, and dreams scattered within these chairs, yes, it is sad we have come to the final. This short cookbook is as powerful as the Bible. So all my fellow astronauts, All Blacks, and drawers, this is my guideline to achievement. Tell me yours. Peace.